welcome to the Fruitful Talk from the Pew. My name is Madison Redwine, and today for Fruitful Talk, let's talk about goodness. When I think about goodness, I think of kindness. I think of someone who is nice and someone who cares for other people. I also think of something that is delicious, like popcorn, candies, and other tasty snacks and fruit. I like to eat fruit because fruit tastes really good and makes me want to eat more and more. In the Bible, goodness is named as a fruit of the Spirit. If you know anything about fruit, fruit is good. Fruit is good to taste and especially good because it helps the body grow the right way. The fruit of the Spirit goodness is very good to taste. Like the Bible says in Psalms chapter 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. But goodness is not just for taste. It is also for us to grow as Christians. Why? Because it is a part of God that makes us more like Him. Yes, God is good. Just like the fruit we eat keeps us coming back for more, God's goodness keeps us coming back to Him. We don't always want to, but we realize we need Jesus. You see, it is Jesus and the goodness of God that leads us to Him and away from sin. There's a verse from the Bible that talks about that. It is in the book of Romans, chapter 2, and verse 4. Turning away from sin is to accept God's goodness into our hearts. Doing so allows the world to see the fruit of Jesus' goodness in our lives. When we show His goodness in our lives, that goodness leads others to Christ. And leading others to Christ is the main purpose. We all can accept and show others God's goodness. After all, He has been really good to us. My name is Madison Redwine, and this has been your Fruitful Talk from the Pew.